Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Our lesson for today comes from John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Marriage was instituted by God before church, government, or anything else in the Garden of Eden prior to the fall into sin. Marriage affects all of us, even if we are not married. It's interesting that marriage is the one institution that spans almost every culture and nation, surely a remnant of God's work throughout creation. The Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone." And so he put Adam into a deep sleep and made a woman out of one of the ribs from the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Marriage is God's gift to all mankind. But since the fall into sin, marriage has fallen on hard times. But it's no surprise. Anything that is treasured by God and for our benefit, you can be sure that it will be attacked severely by the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Husbands and wives fight. The selfishness of one causes the other hurt, and then the hurt leads to more hurt, and their love becomes strained. They turn to friends who give them rotten advice because our godless culture promotes godless values. It teaches us to look out for number one first. It promotes selfishness as a virtue. It encourages husbands and wives to leave one another if they don't feel the love anymore. But is love just a feeling that comes and goes? Scripture teaches us what love is. It says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." The epitome of love is found in this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God loved so that he gave. Love is not selfish, but is self-sacrificing. Every marriage will face conflict and hurt because of our sin. The only remedy for sin is repentance and forgiveness. That is what we all desperately need, whether we are married or not. Our marriages, family, and life are sin-filled messes until our Lord Jesus changes the water into wine. And that is exactly what he does. When the wine ran out, Mary said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." But our Savior's hour did come. It came not when he saved the wedding from public embarrassment by the great miracle of turning water into wine, but when he saved this world of sinners from the destruction of their sin by bearing the sins of the whole world in his body on the cross. Jesus revealed his glory when he was lifted up on the cross that he might draw all people to himself. It is there on the cross that we behold the glory of our Savior, who is full of grace and truth. On the cross, Jesus bore the sins of unfaithful and selfish husbands and wives, rebellious children, drunks, addicts, gossipers, and every sexual sin in thought and deed. We can't fix our sins, but Jesus can, and he has. Our marriages and relationships with others will not be perfect. Yet in the middle of our trouble with finances, health issues, loneliness, past hurt or regrets, and sleepless nights, we are reminded that we need Jesus. In all our troubles, we are reminded that we need Jesus every second of every single day. And dear friends, He gives us what we need. The Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Folkston on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.